Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and want to remind you that we have an amazing free gift for you with Dr. Candace Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. On today on the show, we're interviewing an incredible guest, Ari Meisel, and Ari was diagnosed with Crohn's disease in 2006. And as many of you may know, Crohn's disease is supposedly an incurable disease of the digestive tract with chronic inflammation in the gut and in the colon and throughout the entire digestive tract. And Ari is not a health expert by any means. He's more of a business guy. But he started doing applying business disciplines to his disease process. So he started journaling every single day about what he was eating and how that was affecting him. He started self-tracking, as he calls it, and really started paying attention to what he was doing and how that was affecting his body and his disease progression. And in a few years, he turned his disease around completely. He's now, there's no sign of Crohn's disease at all left in his body. And he's gone on to teach others how to use these same methods and same disciplines to get better, not just from diseases like Crohn's disease, but to live a better life in general, how to live a life with less stress, how to live a life where you get more done in less time. So he has his blog called lessdoing.com, and it's really awesome stuff. So enjoy the show today, take great notes, and make an incredible day.
All right, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us more about your background and what got you interested in alternative health.
Sure, thanks for having me on. Basically, I've been sort of a serial entrepreneur. I've been involved in several different companies, from tech to construction to now wellness. And about 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, which is, for those who don't know, is a chronic inflammation of the digestive tract. It's one of the most painful things I've ever experienced. And it's generally considered incurable. And basically, I was really, really sick. I felt terrible. I was taking 16 pills a day, including systemic steroids and a leukemia drug called 6-MP that had me with morning sickness for 6 months and started having my hair fall out.
Wow, that's scary. That's scary.
Yeah. One particularly rough night in the hospital where I didn't think I was going to make it out, I did get through it, and the next kind of that week after, I realized that I had to do something drastic. So my wife, who is a yoga instructor and a holistic nutritional counselor, and together we basically worked on rebooting my system, and I went completely vegetarian for about 4 or 5 months, and then started experimenting with different foods, and I got very involved in quantified self and self-tracking and testing myself in kind of every way that I could possibly figure out.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by self-tracking?
Well, so, I mean, everything from, you know, it was the basics, started with blood testing, and I was getting blood tests every 5 weeks that were fairly detailed, and I, after months of that, I just decided to start charting different values, and then I started making correlations to food and sleep and mood. And I started experimenting with supplements and tracking. I did dual X-ray absorptiometry scans to check bone density, semen analysis, genetic testing, and kind of everything I could think of and find to try to find correlations of things that hurt and help the Crohn's.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. That's amazing. So basically you said, you know, hey, if the doctor says it's incurable, I'm going to find, you know, just by studying my own body, my own test results, I'm going to find something that's going to help and improve this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the general consensus in the medical community is that nutrition is not a major factor in Crohn's, but it's a disease of the digestive tract, so I couldn't accept that, and even if it wasn't, there had to be some factor. It turned out that stress was a particularly large influencer on the disease, mm-hmm. Which is where the less doing business came about.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And, well, I mean, how do you track stress?
So, you know, there's a different number of different metrics there. I tried tracking mood for a while and found that was not particularly useful because it's just so subjective, particularly with Crohn's disease or any kind of gut illness. It's really hard to identify where and also the severity of the pain on an objective level. So mood was actually not very useful. Sleep, I found, was important. and not the amount, but the quality of sleep. And I was testing that with things like the Zio Sleep Coach and Sleep Cycle, which is an iPhone app, and the Fitbit, you know, to really drill down on the quality of sleep. Because it's interesting about quality of sleep versus quantity, because I've gotten quality sleep in 4 hours, and I've gotten quality sleep in 8 hours, but I've also had really bad sleep in 8 hours, you know, so it's not necessarily the length. And then just stress indicators as far, you know, I was running my own company and construction and just living a very stressful lifestyle and kind of taking on too many things at once.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, I mean, other than managing your sleep, I mean, what were some of the biggest things that you found that really helped you improve your stress levels?
So basically, sort of coincidentally, but about a year and a half ago, I started this blog with a friend of mine, and the blog was called lessdoing.com, and it was all about productivity hacks, because the two of us were just kind of like productivity freaks, and that very quickly grew into a business that I've taken it to now, where I've developed an entire framework of productivity and for managing your time more efficiently, and I've been teaching classes through Skillshare, and now I've actually been doing one-on-one coaching to help people be more effective in everything they do. I just found that being able to get rid of the minutia and, you know, being able to go to sleep at night with a clear mind because I'm not thinking about everything that I have to do the next day because it's been managed properly and outsourced or delegated or automated, that has been enormous in terms of managing stress. Basically, it makes me more adaptable to anything that might come my way.
Gotcha. So let's talk more about that. I mean, how does being efficient, you know, really help with your stress levels?
I mean, just the biggest stressors in people's lives is work and, you know, not having enough hours in the day and not being able to have the time to do the things that they actually want to do, whether it's spending time with family or friends or fulfill a hobby or just learn a new skill. Being restricted from being able to do the things we want is obviously really stressful, and having too much to does that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, they're overworked, they're underpaid, they feel stressed out all the time. So what are some of the biggest productivity tips that you have for people?
So there's a couple of things. Like, one of them is my number one productivity tool that I love and I use on a daily basis is called followup.cc. And followup.cc basically allows you to, whenever you send an email, you can CC a time period of followup.cc. So, for instance, Tom, I can send you an email, and I would CC 2 days of followup.cc. And then in 2 days, if you haven't gotten back to me, it would resend you that email as a reminder and also send it to me as a reminder. If I BCC it, then it only sends it to me. I use it probably a dozen times a day because it means that I never have to worry, did that person get back to me, or did I get back to that person? If I meet somebody at a party and I want to follow up with them a week later, I can do that automatically. If I send an invoice to somebody, I can do that. It's replaced my to-do list. It's replaced my CRM system. It puts all the follow-ups in my calendar for me. So it's just kind of like an all-around productivity tool, even though it's a very simple one. It's just about how to use it. And then another thing is that I kind of tell people that everybody should have an experience working with a virtual assistant, because having to put your tasks down in email and write them out and also being able to delegate things, just it's a learning process for anybody. Even if they end up not using the assistants or they think that it's just too difficult or whatever, it's a learning experience for the person working with them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, that follow-up CC, that sounds awesome. I mean, I've had so much stress myself just over email recently, you know, like hundreds and hundreds of emails every day. So how do you manage all that?
Well, there's dozens of tools for managing email overload, but, I mean, I have a zero inbox policy, and because of that, because my inbox is so efficient, actually, then I start to route everything that I can through email, you know, faxes, voicemail. I'll opt for newsletters instead of for RSS feeds sometimes, just because it's such a well-oiled machine now. It just feels good. It feels good to have a little bit of control. Unfortunately, people tend to look at certain technologies as means for people of the world to get a hold of them, like cell phones and your email. But the truth is that those tools are supposed to be there for you to use to connect with your network and what you want to be able to do.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I feel like, personally, that's where a lot of the stress does come from today, is all this technology, the fast-paced life that people have, is that we feel like we're out of control. technology is changing so fast, people can't keep up. So, you know, how do you keep up with so much of these changes?
Well, the change in technology, I follow about 160 blogs. I probably go through 1,000 news items a day. I have that organized into, you know, the essentials and the optional and the wellness category and the technology. So I usually can hit, you know, at least 500 or 600 really interesting blog items per day. That's where I get a lot of the information from my blog, as well as the tools that I use with my clients.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, I mean, obviously you do a lot of research, but not so many people do that much research. But, you know, what I notice you're saying is that you organize everything into the most important, you know, semi-important and unimportant. And I feel like, you know, most people I talk to never even do that. They never really organize information in a way that's really going to help them. So everything's just kind of coming at them at once.
Absolutely. I have a really extensive post on my blog about the essential versus the optional. You know, and people try to get it all done, but you have to realize that the optional is very well might be something that you want to deal with and want to know about and want to read, spend time on, but it's important to know that if you don't have the time a particular day, that you can get rid of the optional and not worry about it. And that applies to email, applies to news, it applies to clothes. I mean, you can apply that to all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. Well, and let's apply it back to, you know, your own journey with Crohn's disease. I mean, what did you find that was really essential for you, and what are the things that you noticed that were only kind of optional?
Food. I mean, that really came down to food. So, you know, there were things that I would like to eat, but probably were not so good for me. Or I found in my particular case, it's different for every individual with Crohn's, but for me, red meat was an issue, and I don't know if it was. I'm not exactly sure why. There's a number of reasons that it could be, whether it's hormones or. However, now that I'm healthy and the disease is no longer, you know, found in my system, I can eat meat, but I don't really have a big desire to. So I would consider that something optional. If I'm feeling really good and I really have a craving for a steak, which I honestly never get, that's something that I can do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, and I find that's the case for so many people, that food is the essential piece of, you know, their health, whether it's stress levels, energy, whether they've got some kind of disease, whether they want to lose weight. That diet is the biggest thing. So what are some ways that you found that people can make their diet more efficient, more easy, more healthy overall?
So, I thought about this for a really long time. So it's hard to obviously have a one-size-fits-all, but the diet that I have found seems to be effective when I apply it to lots of different people is the weekday vegetarian. It's very simple, you know, basically 5 days a week you don't eat anything with a face, and 2 days a week you can eat whatever you want. And it's better for people's health, it's better for people's wallets, it's better for the environment. It's the kind that you can start immediately in your next meal, and it's pretty easy to stick to because you have those two, they're not really cheat days, but you have those 2 days where you can eat what you want. And that seems to have universally helped a lot of people that I've tried it with.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And what about, you know, the biggest issue with a lot of diets is that people don't stick with it. So how do you get people to stick to that?
Yeah, so that's one of the most fun things for me, actually. It really depends on the person. Sometimes it's enough to have micro goals, you know, along the way, like losing a pound and a half a week, or just me kind of, you know, hammering in their ear. Other times I get technology involved, like a website like Ask Me Every, which sends you a text message every night, and it'll say, you know, did you stick to your diet today? And you write back yes or no, and it keeps track of that over time. So it really depends on the individual, but you can always find that kind of like psychological pain point that'll get people to stick to it. The biggest thing is that most people don't set appropriate goals, you know, so once they figure out an actual reasonable goal, you can set proper milestones along the way, and then as they hit those milestones, they you know, progress begets progress, basically.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, I totally agree with that. So what's the difference between a good goal and a bad goal?
I try to make goals as small as possible. Basically, that's it. Most people, when they set a goal, it's just too big to be reasonable. And it's okay to have those huge goals eventually, but there has to be steps along the way. So somebody who comes to me and says they want to lose 20 pounds, or I want to lose 30 pounds, whatever it is, that to me is a terrible goal. If you say that I want to lose, you know, 10 pounds by the end of the month, for instance, that's a more
Definitely. Yeah, I totally agree with that. So many people are trying to get this quick fix and lose so much so fast. It's just not possible. But if you focus that little tiny bit, then those tiny actions that you take every day to improve your diet make all the difference.
Exactly.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks so much for being with us today, Ari. Where can people find out more about you and the information that you're sharing on productivity and health?
Yeah, Tom, thanks for having me. Everything is at lessdoing.com. All of my personal stuff, the coaching, the blog, everything is at lessdoing.com.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you, Ari.
Thank you.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnoles again. Hope you loved the show today with Ari Meisel. Isn't he just an incredible guy? And I hope you're going to apply some of the things that he taught to reduce the stress in your life and just live a healthier, happier life in general. Remember to check out AuthenticHealthCoach.com for your free report and come join the community. And please leave us a review on iTunes for the Authentic Health Coaching Show. We would love to hear your feedback on the show. If there's anything you liked about the show, anything we can do better, we're always looking to improve. And any questions you have, come ask us at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.